Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 6th of October of the year 2020, and on this day in 1903, the High Court of Australia sat for the very first time, and ever since then, we've had so much law, we don't know what to do with it, other than obey it, which we should all do. Your guest today on the podcast is executive producer Christopher D. Skinner. Welcome back to the show.
It is so nice to be here. Salutations. I hope you're having a wonderful day, Alice.
I am having a wonderful day, and it's always exciting to have you on, if only because I can't tell if I'm your boss or if you're mine.
Well, maybe we should actually sort of draw this up officially in some kind of rotation system. Maybe you 3 days, me 3 days, and Ped the other one.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. That's a very horizontal organisational structure, which I strongly believe in.
I'm all about horizontal.
Your top story today, speaking of which, is 6 ways that satire is like sex. And the first one is that it just keeps coming. The other 5 will be covered by Christopher D. Skinner in our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, the life swap in Bulgaria is complete, with all Bulgarians settling into their new lives and roles after randomly being assigned last week. It should take up to 6 weeks for people to come to terms with their new responsibilities. If you had to swap lives, what would you choose?
I would almost certainly not be a human being. I'll just take anything. Anything non-human would be great.
Meanwhile, a rally against daylight savings in Australia has descended into violence when 50% of the protesters showed up an hour late. Aggressive cries of "What? The clock on my stove didn't switch over" rang through the streets. Meanwhile, satirical news now. Brexit, ScoMo, Marine Le Pen, Hungary and the whole of America have now proven the limits of satire, according to scientists, saying that it is not an effective way to change the world. So brutal news there. Meanwhile, we're into week 2 of the ideological Thunderdome after the brutal feminist 4-way death match last week with Judith Butler, Ezra Miller, J.K. Rowling and Jermaine Greer, and the surprise sub-in of the ghost of Ruth Bader Ginsburg turned out as a bloodbath of Morningstar's opinion pieces and menopause jokes. The final result were all TKO'd, the winner RBG's haunting cry of "If your feminism isn't legislatively enforceable, your feminism is trash" is now making t-shirts and banners all over the world. This week, the man match. Elimination head-to-head masculinity challenge with Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Donald Glover as Childish Gambino, Donnie Chen, the revenant ghost of Henry VIII, and a live genetically enhanced silverback gorilla, insert satirical caricature here. Are you going to tune in to watch that?
I'm still trying to work through the various acronyms of RGBTKOing a TERF.
Well, that's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. your ad section now because you've been too lazy to seize the means of production. And from the people who brought you Zumba, no, not the dance craze, that's a silly pastime for women who want a slightly sexed up aerobics but don't have the body confidence for burlesque. I'm talking about Zumba, the Roomba with Zoom capabilities so you can chase your work calls around the house. And also from the people who brought you the adult upgrade, XXX Zumba, the nighttime Roomba with a dildo strap to it, we now have Doomba. The house cleaning robot pre-programmed with 8 apocalyptic prophecies and response capabilities for every scenario. Doomba will portend death for all of you and your loved ones in a series of original horror stories, imbuing your home with an ominous flavor of the destruction to come, while keeping your floors cleaner than ever. Doomba, get one on the full moon today. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Half a Glass of Water. Half a glass of water, because in the future we'll be stabbing each other for less.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's all the time we have for your ad section now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Top story is the sexy, well, six. I said sexy six, but it's five left now. Christopher D. Skinner, you've been researching sex extensively and satire also extensively. What's happening in the world of sexy, sexy satire right now?
Well, I think it's important to point out that me and my husbands and wives did not practice in all of these. Some of them were just too far even for us. But I think people are realising that in this year where they're a combination of massively horny and totally not up for it, often just 20 minutes apart from each other, that, you know, sex has basically taken on a world of satiring what is happening right now, to the extent that I think there is going to be a book out about 2020 sex practices.
That is exciting to me.
Some real highlights for me that stand out this year. I've been hearing a lot about the Putin, aka the strongman. And this is built around the idea that sex is gay, because it often requires love and intimacy from a man. Gay. And, you know, it basically has sort of transmitted itself into this kind of sex act. You go shirtless as a man and you stare at a man or a woman. And if that makes them come, then they are sluts. And then you go hunting shirtless with other men, lots of other men.
I mean, I'm not sure I entirely track the logic there, but I feel like that's the way it works, right?
Welcome to strongman politics.
Welcome to strongman politics. It's so inherently homosocial. It's sort of astonishing to me that so many people buy into it.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm surprised you're astonished. I mean, this is the way the world works these days, Alice.
Well, I'm flabbergasted that you're surprised that I'm astonished.
Well, that fills me with dismay that you're flabbergasted that I'm surprised that you're astonished. Would you like to hear about the dangerous dolphin?
Yes, absolutely. Is that number two?
Number two, the dangerous dolphin, where people can have a whale of a time.
Oh, no.
Basically, you can cover yourself in blubber. That's the essential way to get going. And then you try to mount your partner who is covered in sand. You do it in the bath with your hands tied to increase the chance of drowning. And importantly, you have to have the heating on. Obviously, I'm sure you're already going this way. This is a satire on both shipping and modern shipping techniques and climate change.
Yeah, yeah. And we can all join David Attenborough on Instagram as he narrates the destruction of our world.
Some people try to ruin it by trying to push you out of the bath. Like, they're all well-meaning, but actually maybe you should just be left to carry on. The fruity finish is number three, where at the point of climax, you shake and open a can of fizzy pop right over your sensitive sex bits. It delivers an enormous orgasm. But then you have to leave it there unwashed for days. This is a satire on wasteful food shopping and the lunacy of instant gratification. I mean, I actually do recommend this one.
I mean, it's amazing to me how many of these satirical sex combinations are couched in the conceptual terminology of 14-year-old boys trying to impress each other at boarding school.
Hi. One I don't think I need to go into, I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory, is from your part of the world, actually. It's known as Poo New Zealand, or as it's known across the Tasman Sea, the Savage Garden. And finally, the blowjob. Essentially, it's fellatio. But you say you suck and then you blow. You claim that was always the plan. You then thank all involved for their spirit while simultaneously blaming them for ejaculating whilst getting somebody else pregnant.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor. Now, remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Aaron, who says, "Dear Alice and other," that's you today, Christopher.
Hi.
"I know my family listens to your show, and I'm hoping that you can help convey a message to them. Stop trying to contact me," says the message. "My trip to New Zealand was entirely of my own free will. My flesh is still intact, my organs are arranged in a normal configuration, and even if my bones were bleaching in the sun, they would be gloriously happy. Exasperatedly, Aaron." Aaron, this is an odd way to express your feelings. You know that your family listens to my show, and you want me to convey a message to them, but it's quite a direct and personal message. And I'm pretty sure that you could contact them directly, in which case you using me is drawing me into your family drama, which I resent, given that I have sufficient family drama for my own devices.
I mean, Aaron's a coward, basically.
Yeah, you're a coward and possibly an idiot.
Mm.
Pick up the phone and call your family. Don't use me to explore your family dynamics. That's not my role. I'm willing to explore my own family dynamics in, for example, the Trilogy podcast, now available on all good podcatchers, or Savage, which is the first in the trilogy, available on Amazon Prime. I'm willing to do that. I'm not your bloody water carrier for your own familial emotional issues. I am better than that. I deserve more than that. And I don't want to know anything about you and your stupid family. I'm sure they're fine. Good luck to you all. And that's all the time we have for The Last Post today. Thank you for listening. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Remember, we have a back catalogue for people who like to binge the news, if that's the kind of thing you like to do. So please listen back to previous editions to make these ones make more sense. Your guest today on the podcast was executive producer Christopher D. Skinner. Have you got anything to plug, Christopher?
Oh, bye!
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and to join the community of like-minded people there. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at oseamalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.